Welcome back to Turning Hard Times Into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to have with me for a second time Peter Talman. Peter is the president and CEO, and he's a director as well of Klondike Gold Corp. And he is a very experienced mining entrepreneur, professional geologist. He's had over 35 years of experience working in places in Canada, Chile, Mexico, Australia. And his career has included the grassroots discovery and delineation of three mineral deposits. Interestingly enough, not only gold, but also antimony and zinc as well. And now, as president and CEO, he's working on his second gold discovery, that being for Klondike Gold. The company trades in Toronto under the symbol KG. You can buy it down here in the States, as I have, under the symbol KDKGF. 53, almost 54 million shares outstanding. Really very low market cap. Selling at, yesterday it was around 16 cents in U.S. money, around 20 cents in Canadian currency. So it's a market cap of less than $10 million in U.S. money. So a very low market cap, but with, I think, very substantial, perhaps spectacular upside potential. Thanks for joining me, Peter.
Thank you for having me on.
Always good to talk to you. The Klondike, it's a very, very interesting place, but it's sort of overshadowed in many ways, isn't it, by the discoveries in California, 1848, but the 1896 was the discovery in the Klondike. Talk to us a little bit about that and perhaps the similarities of the two deposits from a geological perspective and what that might mean in terms of the exploration potential of your project in the Klondike.
Well, they're really similar geologically, and they also share the same discovery history with the California gold rush happening in 1848, and about 50 years later, the Klondike was discovered. From a geological perspective, the gold in California and the gold in the Klondike are more or less the same age, Jurassic in age, so about 150 million years. The Klondike, or the California Lode Gold District, the Mother Lode District, is mostly quartz veining, and there is some disseminated gold there. Same thing in the Klondike. Just the geological characteristics of it. It's a thrust terrain. All the details are comparable. The discovery history of California, of course, it basically was serviced by San Francisco, and ultimately 40 million ounces of gold came from the gravels, and 200 million ounces of gold were mined later on from bedrock. Mm-hmm. And so California, the state mineral of California, is gold, and it's been a huge, prolific district over the last 100 years. In the Klondike, by comparison, there's been 20 million ounces of gold found in the gravels, and from 1800 to now, and there's been 0 ounces found in bedrock, or at least discovered and mined. So Klondike Gold's involvement, my involvement with Klondike, was taking over a company that had claims there, Klondike Gold, a couple of years ago. And we've had 2 years of exploration in there, and really these 2 years have been focused on proving that, A, there's gold in bedrock there. It's very similar to the Mother Lode Belt in California. And then documenting that there is grade width in these quartz veins that have economic characteristics. And so we've done that. And I know you're going to want more details, but just recently we've discovered a zone of disseminated mineralization that has considerably, it's very, very exciting, and it has really good economic style characteristics.
Hmm. So can you give us some sense, or is it too early yet, to know what the dimensions of the dissemination is? They run out from the veins on either side of the quartz veins? And if so, what sort of dimensions might we be looking at, or is it just simply too early yet to ask that question?
It is and it isn't. We had when I was on your show in November, we had yet to drill this zone. We did it late last year. And what I was describing then were the quartz veins. And we have got, like the Mother Lode Belt, we have a couple of zones that have lateral continuity over hundreds of meters. One, the best one, was the Nugget Zone. That was 5 grams over 14 meters of width, and it's 200-odd meters long as drilled. And that's what we were talking about a couple of months ago. And since then, we went back to the best prospect that was discovered at the turn of the century, so at the beginning of the Klondike Gold Rush. And, I mean, frankly, I'd ignored it previously because it really had never generated any decent, like the quartz veins in there didn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. But we went looking at it from the point of view of there is disseminated gold in some of these places, and so let's drill it as a disseminated target. Mm-hmm. And we drilled over a 700-meter lateral strike length, and all the holes, all 17 holes hit, basically, and they provided some fantastic results over that length. So the best was, as a bulk tonnage target, it's 2.5 grams over 37 meters. Mm-hmm. What we did was we left a 300-meter gap in that 700-meter section that went over the old underground prospect workings. So we haven't drilled in there, but we've drilled either side of it, and we've got gold in the holes on both sides. We know there's gold in the middle because it was an old prospect, underground prospect. And what's really exciting is that there are 1980s vintage soil, gold soil anomalies on the slope where we're drilling this. And this, appreciate, this is right, all this stuff is right at surface. All the holes we drilled are 50 meters long. Most of the mineralization we intersected started at surface. So there's a gold and soil anomaly from 1980s, all these old soils, that runs 4 kilometers across the side of the hill. And it directly corresponds to the gold and soils. Where we drilled is exactly where the high gold and soils in that section are. And another thing was there's this old, another 1980s vintage IP anomaly, which detects pyrite, basically. And what we've learned is that the gold we drilled is mantling pyrite, and it's hosted by a unit that has pyrite in it. So this IP survey also directly corresponds over 1 kilometer length, and it's there's only a 1 kilometer long survey, to where this stuff outcrops on the hillside. So it's the significance of it is, first off, we have been chasing, and the Klondike as well as the Mother Lode District in California are known for their super high-grade quartz veins that have been mined, and that's the bulk of the gold that's come out of California. And that's really been what the Klondike has been known for. Although these deposits, the style of deposit has disseminated gold as a potential, and that's the kind of the bulk mining targets that everybody likes. And basically, that's what we've discovered. We've found something that has some length to it, significant length to it, and it has a lot of potential because the soil anomaly in particular goes 4 kilometers. It's not, it's open at both ends as well, and that's what we're going to go test this coming year, starting in April or May when we get a drill to it.
All right, when you can get your drills in there, and I guess that's early on, that's about as early as you can get in there, April, May, probably, because of the cold weather.
We could start early April down below. This is just, it's up on a rounded ridge, and the snow on the road is a little bit, snow and ice is a little bit dicey, and there's really no reason to get up there and do it that early.
So you've learned a lot, I guess, in the last year, even though all your drill results have been reported now from last year's drill program?
Yes, this last set that pertains to the disseminated zone, we reported in mid-late January. So for me, it just feels like I've just finished last year's program, and here we are in mid-February. We're almost finished the budget planning for this year and what we're going to do, but I know generally that we're going to target this Lone Star area, the area disseminated, as a first pass that'll occupy the first 2 months.
Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to use these soil anomalies and IP and that sort of thing, I guess, more than you realized in the past.
Yes, I might have even said it on your show the other last time that soils don't work. And what we found is, yes, they do in places, and in particular on or near ridge tops, and that's exactly where this is. And there it works bang on one-to-one. Appreciate the old mining, even in California, you've got an area that's been disturbed 100 years ago, and they hydraulic the hillsides in El Dorado and Bonanza Creek and the Klondike, so the soils don't really work where all that ground was disturbed. But right up on the top of the ridges, in this case, they work really well.
Interesting. Well, you've talked to us about this being an orogenic deposit, and as I understand, they tend to be to go to great depths, and they tend to be relatively narrow, high-grade structures usually. But you have an awful lot to look at, I guess, laterally here then, and that's what you'll be focused on, I suppose, and now even more exciting if you've got dissemination outside of the high-grade veins.
Well, and that's somewhere mid-late summer in last year, 2016, we realized that, you know, we owned at that point half of the entire district. But there were targets and a lot of gold that there is the potential here for million and multi-million ounce gold deposits. So Klondike Gold went and outright purchased the rest of the ground and the belt. And the million ounce, the hunt for a million ounces is on. We have, as our neighbors, Goldcorp, who just bought Kaminak for $500 million, and the Kaminak had outlined 3 or 4 million ounces of gold. And previous to that was Kinross. So Kinross bought the old Underworld discovery, in 2011, I think. And so these are our direct neighbors, and they are both developing million ounce plus gold deposits in exactly the same tectonic style and lithologies as what we have. In point of fact, they drive 30 kilometers of their haul roads are through our property. So it's a good area regionally to be working in. There's lots of infrastructure, more coming. Actually, I'll point out, Golden Predator are just one of their properties is around the corner from us to the northeast.
Oh, very exciting. Very exciting story there, too.
So it's a great jurisdiction, and there's, well, where we currently are, well, we are, our claims are directly outside of Dawson. So if anybody's ever been to Diamond Tooth Gertie's in Dawson, we're like 15 miles to the drill hole from there, and we fill up in Dawson, and anyway, yeah, it's an excellent jurisdiction to work in.
Yeah, and you have all that infrastructure there, even though you are far north, the infrastructure that wasn't there, of course, when the initial discoveries were made. How is your financial situation now? How much money do you have in the till? How far will it take you in this year's drill program?
We have $750,000 in cash. We have a preliminary, well, subject to approval, we're going to spend $500,000 of that right away. We have $2 million of warrants in the money currently, and 75 or 80% of that is held by insiders in the company, and we're looking at ways to have those exercised that would provide us with enough to go through the whole year without having to finance.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, can you just, I guess we've got a minute or so left here, Peter, give our listeners a sense of what they should be watching for, things that might cause the stock to move a bit, perhaps. I mean, drill results, obviously, anything else. I should ask you as well, I think you just recently picked up some more ground, or you acquired a company up there with a similar name, Klondike Silver, I think, huh?
No, Klondike Star, but
Klondike Star.
That's kind of a... we're just cleaning up stuff that started in 2014,
okay.
And that was a U.S. regulatory requirement. It's a follow-on from something that started in 2014. But coming in 2017, watch definitely for the results that are coming from testing this bulk target.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a million or multi-million ounce gold target, and outside of the kilometer in soils, or this kilometer footprint, there's never been a trench or an outcrop or anybody. Wow. Nobody's ever tested it at all, so it's wide open. We're also going to have a program regionally, and the other end of the belt at Gold Run has produced an enormous amount of placer gold. Last summer and fall, we discovered outcrops that had quite a bit of visible gold in them, and we want to test those too. And so basically there's some advanced targets and then a lot more grassroots poking around looking for other discoveries, specifically like this bulk tonnage target.
Yeah, and your area of immediate focus then is a relatively small portion of your overall target area, I mean, isn't it? You've got, give us a sense of the size of your entire claims. It's a district play here, isn't it?
We own a district. It's 527 square kilometers, so I don't know what that is in square miles, and we're going to test. We're really just going to test a kilometer by a couple hundred meters at Lone Star on this bulk tonnage thing to start with. So it's a 1/500th of the entire area.
Yeah. Yeah. Very exciting, Peter. Very, very exciting. And it's extra exciting to me because I see a stock price at 16 cents US with 54 million shares outstanding. That's a baby. And so when you can start to, I mean, this is where exploration is where a lot of, you know, high returns can be made. We're not promising anything, but certainly there are some reasons to be excited, Peter. I want to thank you very much. Anything else before we say goodbye, anything else you want to emphasize?
No, I would reiterate your thoughts. Just we're at a stage where a discovery could happen easily this summer, and it could emerge if all goes well and Mother Nature cooperates, we could have something of size by the end of the summer.
All right. Well, we'll certainly keep our eyes peeled on your for your drill results, and hopefully we'll talk to you again sometime in the not-too-distant future, Peter. Thank you so much for being with us, and we'll do it again sometime soon, hopefully.
Thank you very much.